Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Phil Chambers from What Culture. We are here in Los Angeles to give you our predictions for night two of WrestleMania 39. If you're wondering where our predictions for night one are, they are available as a video right now or as a podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. Phil, we talked a lot about what's going to main event night one. In terms of night two, we don't know what the opener is going to be. Six matches to choose from. What are you going for?
I think the best choice for this is Asuka versus Bianca Belair. If it can't be the main event, it may as well be the opening slot, that old chestnut. And I think it's got to be Bianca Belair going over in it, personally. This Asuka character, it's not had long enough to sort of formulate exactly what it is yet on the main roster. I don't think they've done the best job of bringing it in either. And this Bianca Belair run just isn't done yet, as far as I'm concerned. So a big, nice feel-good sort of victory for Bianca Belair, and another sort of hell of a WrestleMania head to hold up on her list of WrestleMania matches.
Yeah, I agree with you both in terms of it should open and Bianca should win. One of the few people who actually retains their title at WrestleMania 39. I thought they salvaged the build to this somewhat with that amazing video package on Monday Night Raw, but aside from that, doing the typical rubbish can they coexist storyline that they seem to do every year with Bianca Belair. Certainly her and Sasha, I remember doing it.
I was literally just going to say, talk about saving it with a video package. They did the exact same thing with Sasha versus Bianca, and look how goddamn incredible that match is. So I think the talent level in this match with Bianca and Asuka is there, and they can definitely salvage what this build was because they've done it before.
Yeah, it feels like they deliberately go, well, we don't need to do a build because the match is going to absolutely bang. Yeah, a real contender for match of the night, if not match of the weekend, potentially, between these two. But I'd have Bianca Belair win. I think you're right. I think Asuka character's been a bit undercooked, aside from the fact that she came out with some different makeup on, basically.
All the blue goo to come out of her mouth and beating Bianca Belair just to get her hair and just wipe it off.
My spot for this is she's going to mist her with the blue goo, and Bianca Belair whips her with the hair and Asuka accidentally swallows it herself and costs herself the victory. But I think, Bianca's WrestleMania streak has to continue, basically.
Yep.
What should we go with next? Let's talk about the IC title, because they're going to beat the piss out of each other, basically. Gunther versus Drew versus Sheamus for Gunther's Intercontinental Championship. A few options here. This is quite an unpredictable one.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of options with this one. If you're ever going to take the belt off Gunther, this is a good way to do it because you don't have to have him pinned. But I think Gunther should still win this one. I think there's a lot with the sort of the relationship between Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, and can they go and get along?
Yeah.
I mean, we know they like beating each other up anyway, but there's going to be something in there that ties into that, and then they start proper scrapping. But I think Gunther, this run's been absolutely incredible. I don't think they're ready to sort of move up to the next level with Gunther just yet, but I think via SummerSlam or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's where you can be bringing in, coming back to the Cody stuff at the Royal Rumble and things like that. So I think that's it's going to be a slow path up for Gunther. It's not a direct get rid of this belt and go straight onto the main event picture scene, because I don't think it's quite there yet. So yeah, have him hold the Intercontinental title for this. Don't know who he loses it to eventually. Someone, and then go face Cody at SummerSlam.
I'd have him lose it to Sheamus, but just not here. I think you're right. I think maybe Drew or Sheamus has the match won and the other one, stops the pinfall, basically. I'd have Drew turn heel at the end of this match and attack Sheamus to set up a little feud between them to eventually build Sheamus back up to winning the title from Gunther. Let's say at Money in the Bank. It's in the UK, after all. Sheamus's backyard, like they did with Drew in Wales. But Gunther retains the Intercontinental Championship, I think. I think it's just amazing to think where the IC titles come from, considering last year it was being defended on the SmackDown before Mania, and no one cared.
It's come a long way, but I'm very much looking forward to this match as well, because I think it's going to be a welcome change of pace of just three dudes beating the piss out of each other.
Let's talk Edge versus the Demon Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. I will be disappointed, as Michael Hamflet suggested, if it isn't a purple cell for the Judgment Day. I think I heard reports it might be silver, but who goes over for you?
At least it's not going to be red. There's always that. Finn Balor's got to go over, I think, on this one, because Edge, the rumours are he's not going to be around too long, and it's a sort of big win for Finn Balor and the Judgment Day, and cementing the Judgment Day as their thing now, and then let's just move away from this. Like, it's been going on for quite a long time. I think it's ready. This is a good blow-off match. It's going to be a great match inside Hell in a Cell. These two are very, very good at what they do. But yeah, let's move away from this after this and have Finn Balor win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great match, these two. I think Edge only has great matches inside Hell in a Cell, but I think he has to lose to Finn Balor. Finn Balor could be a potential challenger down the road for Cody Rhodes quite soon, actually, in terms of just all of the shenanigans potentially costing Cody.
I imagine the American Demon. That would be really fun. I want that to happen.
Yes.
Book it.
So I think, yeah, Finn Balor wins, but I think this, give him plenty of time here, and I think it's going to be a great Hell in a Cell match. Women's WrestleMania Showcase. You've got Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. You've got Natalya and Shotzi. You've got Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. And you've got Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
It's got to be Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Surely there's like no other ones that could even come close to this. As much as I would love Chelsea Green to win this, because I think it'd be thoroughly entertaining, it's got to be Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And then they've got to go on to face the tag champions some point real soon and get those belts and then just tear through people until SummerSlam or something. Like, do something with these belts. These two as a pairing is going to be really good. They can have some great matches with it, and then eventually when they split them up and they have the match together, you can do something really good with this if you set it in motion now, focus on it for a while, and actually, you know, shine some light on the women's tag team division for a bit, and then have that blow off match at the end. I think it could be really good.
I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before. I think Shayna Baszler had a bit of a tricky WrestleMania in the past, but I think she has to win here with Ronda Rousey.
Shayna Baszler as Ronda Rousey, like with the other one. So
I'd have them break everyone's arms in this. Not really, but you know, I think they just dominate here. I think you're right. I think the Chelsea Green team, obviously she's been put with Sonya. We don't really know what's going on with Carmella. I think Chelsea and Carmella down the line really have a great deal of potential as the Karen tag team or whatever they're going to be called.
I think Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville have a bit of potential as the Adam Pearce bothering tag team.
But yeah, I think Ronda and Shayna win this one, and like you say, that sets them up without question to be the next challengers for Lita and Becky Lynch.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's talk about the most anticipated match of WrestleMania. Bollocks to Roman and Cody. I'm talking Brock and Omos, baby.
I really want Omos to win this, because I think it'd just be hilarious as the rumors of Brock Lesnar sort of going out for a bit, like the end of the contract or anything like that. If he's going to go out to Omos, it would be genuinely hilarious in terms of like just this Brock Lesnar run. But it's kind of got to be Brock Lesnar. Yeah. I don't see them giving this to Omos in any way, shape or form. I don't think there's ever a chance that Brock Lesnar agrees to this if he's not going over.
I'm so excited for this match. I'll hold my hands up. When they first said Brock versus Omos, and it wasn't going to be, you know, Brock versus Bobby or whatever they were thinking, you know, Brock versus Gunther obviously was being suggested at the time, I was a bit like, oh, and then I've really come round on it because it's going to be the most basic match ever. It's going to be, can Brock Lesnar pick up Omos and can he F5 him? And what happens if Omos accidentally stiffs Brock?
Yeah, the thing is, there's precedent for this now as well with the Braun Strowman-Omos match. Yeah. That was really good fun. Like, you can do these fun, big men, stupid matches that just keep it simple but are entertaining. And you can do this again with Brock Lesnar. So long as it doesn't just turn into like a Brock versus Kofi situation, yeah, but with a really big guy instead.
Here's a question. Do they break the ring?
Ooh, I mean, it's WrestleMania. How many rings can they have backstage there? It's only a small venue.
Yeah, but Roman and Cody's entrance is going to take like 4 hours.
This is true. You've got plenty of time to fix it. Maybe.
And before we get to that main event, 6 matches on night 2. There was 7 on night 1. Obviously, we're saying like Hell in a Cell may go pretty long.
Yep.
But do you think you get a Stone Cold appearance here, perhaps? Or any surprise appearance on night 2?
That's the big thing that's not being like booked, at least for WrestleMania this year, is the big celebrity spots, and they do it every year. It's like it's part of WrestleMania at this point. You have to do something in there somewhere. So I feel like there's definitely a spot for an Austin, especially with like The Miz hosting. There's something fun you could do there, and with Austin doing the whole, oh yeah, they didn't even ask me to be at WrestleMania. Yeah, right, come on, you never talk about these things unless something's actually going to happen. So yeah, I think Steve Austin shows up. I don't think it's going to be a match or anything like that, but like a stunner and everyone goes yay, and then that's it and move on. I think, yeah, there's definitely scope for this.
I'm conflicted because I think personally maybe someone, it's probably going to be Bobby, but maybe someone like LA Knight wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown and comes out to boast about it on one of the nights, potentially night 2, and says you can't have an LA WrestleMania without LA Knight.
Yeah.
And then get stunnered. The reason I am kind of have paused to say that is because the report seems to suggest that LA Knight should be getting a push after WrestleMania. That wouldn't harm him, though. It's just, it's almost forgotten the next night, isn't it? It's a fun spot, and it'd be awesome for LA Knight, considering, obviously, he's been influenced by the likes of Stone Cold and The Rock.
Going up against Bray Wyatt didn't harm LA Knight, yeah. So I think he'll be fine with just taking a stunner.
I think he's invincible. But yeah, and in terms of other spots, I've just got to give a nod to Michael Sidgwick, who suggested that you have The Miz potentially do this across both nights. But certainly, if there's a spot, let's say on night 2, The Miz come out and say, it's WrestleMania goes Hollywood, I'm the biggest Hollywood star. And then Batista comes out and Batista bombs him. I know he said he was busy, but as with Stone Cold, really think we're going to believe that? Come on. Come on, Dave. What are we doing here? Right, let's get to the main event. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE Universal Championship. All of the pyro in the world for Cody's entrance. And, well, one of the most highly anticipated WrestleMania main events in recent memory.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in for this for the ridiculous entrances alone. Roman Reigns is already ridiculous, let alone it being on the bloody ramp going down to WrestleMania. But Cody Rhodes, I'm just desperate to see how much pyro he manages to pull out of his ass for this one. But it's got to be Cody Rhodes. As hilarious as it would be for this whole thing to end with Roman Reigns still, we the one standing tall at the end of a WrestleMania, it's got to be Cody Rhodes. It's the perfect ending to all of this, to wrap it up with the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn stuff. Then Cody Rhodes on night 2 holding it up in a fit of tears, no doubt, in an incredible moment with the pyro going off everywhere. It's too perfect for it not to be right now.
It could be one of the biggest WWE mistakes in the last decade if Cody doesn't win this one. I think you're right. I think he has to win. I don't care how many t-shirts you've got with 1,000 plus days written on it for Roman Reigns. Now is the time for him to drop the title. It's not the time to drag it over into one more pay-per-view at Backlash, for example. I think you're right. The overarching story of WrestleMania weekend is the collapse of the Roman Empire, of, you know, of the bloodline, everything like that. And yeah, Roman can disappear. He seems to suggest that's what's going to happen when he eventually does drop the belts. And Cody Rhodes, yeah, can pull off what he promised. It's a nice, it's sort of maybe have been the plan all along, but injury has weirdly sort of helped this story form of Cody Rhodes comes out on the Raw after WrestleMania last year, promises to win the title belt for his dad, and finally achieves that and can celebrate that on the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially the way they've melded in what was obviously the plan for Cody Rhodes from the very beginning, and then the injury and then the Royal Rumble thing, but how they've perfectly melded this into the ongoing storyline with the Bloodline and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as well. Like, it doesn't feel out of place that it's Cody in this position and not like a Sami Zayn, because they've welded it so perfectly together, and Cody's been so supportive of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They're almost all in the same storyline together, and it's just a different part of each aspect that they're doing.
You could almost have that awesome moment that they had on, it was after a slightly less important pay-per-view, it escapes me now, where you had like Punk and I think maybe Brian and like what's Matt Cardona's old man, Zack Ryder, coming out and holding all the like. I'm not suggesting you have Kevin and Sammy come out at the end of night two,
yeah.
But Raw after WrestleMania, Cody, Sammy, and Kevin holding all the belts. I'd love it. 100%. I think yeah, you have to go with Cody to win. The win, the big one on night two of WrestleMania. But let us know your thoughts. Let us know your predictions in the comment section below or on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Where you can find both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at
Adam Will Warm. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll be covering everything over the next few days. As I said, if you've missed our night one predictions, you can go and check out that video right now. And we're going to be giving you what went downs and ups and downs of all the big shows across the weekend. And if you are coming to WrestleMania, come and find us. You won't be able to miss. You won't be able to miss us and Simon Miller, who's going to be joining us very soon, covering everything that goes down over this weekend. But for now, this has been our WrestleMania Night 2 predictions. My thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.